This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. It's an underreported side of community violence. When a person experiences violence as a victim, a family member of a victim, or as a loved one of a perpetrator, it can leave long-lasting trauma. Parts of Boston right now are experiencing a crush of trauma, not just from an uptick in violence recently, but also the coronavirus pandemic and issues around systemic racism and police brutality. To try and ease some of that pain, the city deploys trauma teams. Started 3 years ago, teams are made up of people from the community who are trained to reach out to those affected by violence and connect them to resources, including mental health treatment, regardless of whether they have insurance. We spoke with Mark Scott, Program Director for Trauma Response and Recovery Services with the Boston Public Health Commission, and Lavelle Folks, a member of the Neighborhood Trauma Team Network, to find out how they characterize what the community is experiencing and how they are responding. We began with Mark Scott.
I'd have to say that the level of trauma that our community is experiencing is fairly high. We were already dealing with poverty. We were already dealing with struggling around education and access to work. And then the violence that appears and manifests itself all too frequently in many of our neighborhoods. And then all of a sudden you come into this year and we're in a pandemic. And then a little bit later on, you realize that the pandemic is impacting our neighbors disproportionately and we're suffering from that. And then white supremacy, structural racism manifests itself, certainly in the case of George Floyd, but then really again and again. So it's been kind of a wave of one thing after the other. And then the violence itself has increased, so we're seeing more violence in our neighborhoods.
We should point out Boston police data show a 39% increase in homicides, 32 this year versus 23 at the same time last year. Non-fatal shootings up 33%. Lavelle, can you explain your role as a member of the Neighborhood Trauma Team Network when you respond to a homicide?
Our first duty at the scene is to get there to make sure that everything is safe at the scene and engage with any community members who may be experiencing trauma, who may be experiencing any highly emotional just feelings because of the incident. We administer psychological first aid, you know, that's engaging with individuals, trying to calm them down. You add COVID to it, it exacerbates it because people can't connect with those who can be supports. And so it's really, really important at this time that when we go out, we do try to build as many bridges as possible to be able to connect people with resources and just begin the phase of healing.
I know you weren't able to respond to homicides for a while because of the pandemic. Now that you are responding again, do you find there's more you need to ask people about? You know, not just about violence, but mental strain from quarantine or even losing a job or food insecurity?
On the initial scene, I would say that some of those things may not come up in terms of, you know, food security, some of the more deeper issues, you know, but once we connect them to the rest of the network, people in their roles, you know, help families get food, help families find resources for fuel assistance and other things such as that, because, you know, everybody plays a different role. But sometimes a scene will have no people. So we go out and we take our pamphlets, our literature, we distribute it on doors, on cars, and we make sure that we pass out the number and give this information. So like right now, we give the number. It's 617-431-0125. That's the trauma support line. So when we go out, we give individuals this number and we tell them if they need connections to therapeutic supports, definitely to reach out to this line.
But then we're also going to be back the next day or the day after that. And so some of the partners that we work with that Lavelle was referring to include community health centers, community-based organizations like Project Right and Madison Park Development Corporation. It includes Boston Medical Center, Brigham and Women's Hospital. But then probably one of the most important partners in all of this are the survivor-created, survivor-led organizations, the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute, Mothers for Justice and Equality. Without their creativity, their leadership, we wouldn't exist. The violence is shattering. It shatters your sense of who you are. It shatters your sense of safety. You don't feel safe because you're not safe. And so we're trying to work together to create communities that are healthier and safer, where a lot of the violence that we're seeing decreases.
My hope is that through the work that we do, we create this cycle of healing. this space where, you know, healing and dealing with your trauma and talking about your trauma is not taboo.
Can you explain, and this is for both of you, how, in your view, the pandemic and the problems of systemic racism and police killings of Black people are interwoven with or contribute to community violence?
I would just say a lot of what we're talking about, pandemic, police violence, community violence, we always talk about access to resources, equity, equality, you know, a lot of these buzzwords they could use all of the time. And, you know, the stats don't lie. You know, when you see the number of police shootings of Black men in comparison to white men in this country, when you see the number of Black males incarcerated in this country compared to white males, the educational system, the graduation rate, the statistics don't lie, right? So I would say, with all of those things being interconnected, we can't attack everything. We just have to understand from the lane that we come in, the healing space. But, you know, I'll leave the rest to Mark.
You know, part of what is a motivator for this is I have seen our community do it before. I mean, I've seen us make progress against all of those complicated forces that are pushing against us, including the violence. Even say with the Boston Police Department, I remember what policing looked like in this city in the late 80s, early 90s. And I've seen the work that the community has done in partnership with the police to bring progress, you know, real noticeable progress. And that's what's going to be our way of resisting all of that complicated, historical, interconnected, reinforcing, oppressive white supremacy, structural racism that we see manifesting itself in our communities.
That's Mark Scott, Program Director for Trauma Response and Recovery at the Boston Public Health Commission, and Lavelle Folks, member of Boston's Neighborhood Trauma Team Network. Mark, Lavelle, thank you both for speaking with WBUR.
And thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Again, the number for the Trauma Support Hotline is 617-431-0125. We have more information on the program at WBUR.org.